to the All Range Mode Podcast. This is episode 130, and I'm Joe.
Who are you, TJ?
I'm Chad.
Who are you, TJ?
I'm TJ, and this is episode 128. Welcome to the show. Well, so yeah, it's been a little while. It's been 2 weeks since we had an episode.
It feels like months.
I haven't seen you guys.
It actually does
feel
like months.
This is the third.
The Christmas episode doesn't count.
I haven't seen you guys in 3 weeks.
That's not true.
It is true. I missed 2 weekends, I think. Because you had a fog weekend and then something else, and I was like, nope.
Yep.
I don't want to do that either.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't been feeling it.
When you came on the party the other day, it's the first time I heard Dan's voice.
Yeah. Months. Well, like last weekend didn't even happen. I'm not joking. Like when you work a shift where it's you get up at 6 a.m., you go to work, and you bust ass until fucking midnight, that day ruins everything.
Mm-hmm. I took a trip, so I was just away. I was gone through the weekend. It was just we didn't record. But yeah, I guess you're right. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But here we are, and now we're just going to catch up a little bit. We haven't really written anything down for like a main topic, but it's gonna be what you've been up to, brought to you by All Range Mode.
What you've been up to episode.
Well, I watched pretty much every movie, so I don't know if anybody wants to ask about movies or talk about them. I mean,
I'll talk about a movie I've seen.
Yeah, I'll give you two movies.
Okay,
top two.
Chad, go first. Well, hold on. Chad's just like one movie.
Chad can go first. Yeah.
Yeah. It took me 3 nights to watch it.
Oh, boy. Must have been wonderful.
The Martian.
You hated it.
I did not like that movie. It was beautiful to watch.
Boring.
It's, I made the mistake of being jibbed, like, after we played that one night.
Yeah.
I was still a little bit jibbed, and I watched more than half of it, and it's so, like,
oh man,
hammy and fucking
The Martian,
like
it's a date movie.
The jokes and stuff.
Yeah, it's
like a teen Rob fucking survival in space.
It's a date movie.
It's bad. Well, wasn't something.
Tim said it was mad too.
It's not good. It's not. Yeah. I expected the science like oh wow, like they should have delved around the science a little bit more than what they did instead of just like
get into like detail about how he's
actually planting things. Like not like crazy detail, but more than what they did. Like, they're just like, oh, I'm going to start, I'll take the plants out here, make some water with this.
Well, he got the shit, which was fertilizer, that was important, you know what I mean? He used,
what
like,
shit?
Potatoes. He got the shit out of the,
I don't care,
where the shit goes.
Where the shit goes.
It would have been, they vacuum sack shit in the tiny bag.
Every time they shit on Mars, it goes like they
oh my god.
They don't open their fucking suits.
You know what I want to do so bad? Go to the moon, shit in my hand, and throw my shit and just see it go, like, into space.
There's still gravity on the moon.
Well, still. It's gravity. It'll fucking...
It'll be farther than you've ever thrown anything.
The only reason why...
I just threw a piece of my shit further than I've ever thrown.
Imagine what that would look like. Just...
Yeah.
Imagine figuring out gravity playing catch. Like, playing catch on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
3 kilometers
away. Down and it just goes up.
I feel like you get...
You have a gain.
I feel like you get vertigo. Like, not, like, because you're able to catch a ball, like,
oh my God.
And catch a ball, like, so...
This reminds me...
Because you know what's under your feet. Sorry, I was telling the story here.
I know.
I was in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, okay, don't let me forget. Paul.
No, go ahead, Dan. You had to fucking...
I was just at work.
Chime in.
Work is, like, two separate areas. There's, like, a wall that divides half the shop. And I had a little Nerf football that's been floating around the shop for a while, and I was waiting for...
A tool maker. Was it a whistle there?
No, it's just a little Nerf
ball. I almost killed this guy.
No, but I fucking whipped it. Like, one guy was like, Ryan's on the other side of this wall cleaning the floors, so throw the football over the wall. And I was like, okay. And I fucking heaved it. It was like a 60-yard toss, like easy, far.
Like a hero moment?
I hit him in the balls.
Everyone saw you?
I heard him, just you're like, oh! And I'm like, I run around the wall, and he's just holding his nuts. I'm like, please tell me I just hit you in the nuts. He's like, you motherfucker. I'm like... Amazing. Blind shot, over a wall, couldn't see my target, and I hit him right in the fucking balls. Best throw of my life. It was, and like, none of my friends seen it.
But it was good. None of my friends are here.
You should have brought Ryan in to tell the story.
Were you there for that throw at Rob's house?
What?
It might have been Rob and, like, and Doug and I.
What?
There's some kid out front on the road. Some kid that used to tease us when we were walking around the cell.
Poop dick?
No, he was some fucking, like, he was their age. And he was like, ugh, and he went to, like, Villanova or some shit. Anyways, he was out front, like, talking to girls or whatever. I run into the backyard.
Talking to girls.
I run into the backyard, grab a snowball, and I just go, whoop, and Rob's in, like, his front window, and he runs out. He's like, you just fucking hit him in the head. Just talking to girls and just...
That's exactly it. Yeah, perfect. The blind fucking heave over something and just hope for the best. Me and Chad have had one. You guys suck. So, continue.
I've had throws, but not as cool as those.
A ball shot. Like, a guy in the nuts with a Nerf football from so fucking far blind was, like, once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been on video.
It's a good fail video.
TJ, I don't know what two movies to pick, man. One of them will be Matrix Revolutions. And I know you guys were expecting new movies.
I am not watching this. What?
No. I never told you to watch it. I said I watched every movie.
Oh, gotcha.
And one of them was Matrix Revolutions.
How bad? Is that
three? Like, it's bad. Three? It's bad? What?
Is
it's
three?
The third one.
Oh,
but, buddy, these Matrix movies were doing things that, like, Avatar, like, most modern sci-fi, like, up until Force Awakens, if you even call it sci-fi, like, was going in one direction. And I happened to watch, like, actually, you know what? The second movie I will talk about is Jupiter Ascending. These are both Wachowski movies. I watched both of them.
What's with, like, you these days, man?
I just watch movies. I like watching movies.
Has turned your...
No, I used to watch movies all the time. And I stopped talking about movies because we don't talk about movies on this fucking podcast.
Well, we should.
Yeah, but every time someone's like, I saw a movie, I'm like, I saw that.
Yeah, but don't tell me about Jupiter Ascending. How good was...
You know what? I stopped expecting movies to be good. Like, there's nothing wrong with watching a bad movie.
There is if you're praising
them. I'm not praising them. I'm talking about them. Right. I'm not saying you have to watch
how
it.
Bad
there is something wrong. Matrix movies are crazy. And, like, if you think about it, The Matrix 1 was great, right? Amazing science. Imagine, like, and that was, like, their first movie. Like, they just put that together. It happened to work out. It was a hit. And then the studio's like,
Revolutions is not good because Matrix is good.
Stop it. So the studio's like, hey, we want you to, like, tell the backstory. We want you to make this. And they fucking come out. And both those movies came out months apart. So they, like, just made Matrix 2 and 3.
No.
Yeah, they were made at the same time.
Months apart.
They didn't come
That's what they just made
out months apart.
Yeah.
They were made at the same time, right?
Sure, like, they
were
at the same time, but it was like a year.
These are just two, like, nerdy kids, like, make whatever movie you want. And they made, like, those movies are massive.
I'm not
all
claiming
that,
the
all that Zion shit, yeah, it sucks. Let's get that out of the way. This movie sucks. Everyone agree?
I didn't like it at all.
No, yeah, it's bad.
All that Zion shit,
like, the mechs and, like, there's that whole backstory about, like, reloading them and stuff like that, and those little squid monsters. I hated them all. Like, it's just, it's crazy, like, that they fucking went in and built that world. Like,
what else
it's awesome. Also, yeah, it was doing things that Avatar and a lot of modern sci-fi was doing, or had not done yet.
The thing that was cool about The Matrix is that it had an even balance of, like, cool action and awesome lore.
Yeah.
And the... Like sequels that came out afterwards.
Yeah, the sequels, like,
the sequels just focused heavy on action.
Yeah,
and yeah,
they tried to, like, capture that, like, wonder and, like, yeah, exactly. When they did the Keymaster and the Architect,
yeah,
it was so, like,
it's all really
contrived and trying to recapture and make you, like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
but in the end, it didn't make sense.
Yeah,
whereas The Matrix itself was a great concept and made perfect sense.
Neo is just Neo is just a glitch. Like, a reason that something can't work 100% of the time. Because
yeah, that was fine in the first movie.
No, but that's how the second two are about. Like, he's a glitch in the real world, too. It's really strange and, like,
really
high concept. But
okay.
Yeah, also Jupiter Ascending, which is really bad. Like,
so
right,
bad.
Right where they...
you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
They left off with The Matrix. Like, they haven't been able to grab sci-fi back. It's just their own breed. It's like more...
You've insulted The Matrix, tremendously by even putting this... Jupiter Ascending cannot have been going for what The Matrix is going for. It's so
ridiculous. It's super high concept, though. They're both about, like, harvesting, like, human beings.
Yeah. You're giving me too much credit.
Do you see any good movies? Or just watch a bunch of shit?
Don't you guys just like talking about sci-fi? Isn't that one of your favorite things to do?
Absolutely. But Jupiter Ascending is dumb, and it's for teenagers.
Yeah, but if you don't know that it's about harvesting humans, like, were you paying attention to, like, the story or the lore? Or, like,
actually,
the
not
world
that
building?
Much. I gave up on it pretty quickly.
Something I heard about Jupiter Ascending was, like, it's really crazy and really weird, and that's a huge problem because it's an original property. Like, we see, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, everyone just jumped in and was like, okay, I get it, this is how the comics were, this is how the movie has to be. And Jupiter Ascending doesn't have that going for it. It's just all brand new. And they were saying the most valuable commodity in the whole universe is time. So these companies have figured out a way to like get stem cells from like young DNA, like young human race DNA. So they raise their own planets and harvest them. Listen, so they can like...
Have you seen Rescue Bots?
Go on these like Found the You things. I'm not telling you it's good.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's what it is. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. You know what else is interesting? Is Rescue Bots has really high concept stories and my 3-year-old loves it.
Rescue Bots?
Rescue Bots will blow your mind, first of all. You gotta watch it. We'll talk about it next week. Having high concepts does not...
I thought you were teasing me. Rescue Bot is awesome.
What I'm saying is... No.
You are teasing
me. It's not. I'm teasing you.
Jesus Christ.
Yes and no. Listen, all I'm saying is... Don't defend high concepts. High concepts are... Who cares? It doesn't... I still don't get anything out of Jupiter Ascending.
No. And a lot of people will confuse movies with, like, film. Is it a good film? Is The Revenant better than Star Wars? They are two separate entities. Apples and oranges. And because one is like, you prefer apples, doesn't mean oranges are shit. There's cool stuff in there.
Did we all watch The Revenant, by the way?
No, I watched it. It was awesome.
Fuck, I want to see it. What'd you say? Oh my god.
Rescue Bots is this crazy show for kids that deals with crazy
type of backstory or tease.
No, I don't hear that.
Did you watch the Pooh Download?
You're taking it wrong. You didn't
really watch the same download, Joe.
I watched every movie. Pooh Download. If you want to watch them. But we can talk about games.
Well, it could look better, but it wasn't terrible.
We can talk about... I just wanted to play Fallout the whole time, but I know another Hardware Rivals or whatever it's called came out.
I downloaded it and played it for 5 minutes, literally, and I hate it.
I really wanted to like it,
and I don't.
You were bashing it before I played it, and I was like, TJ, it's...
Guys, it's like the same... It's the same thing as, like, fucking Mario Kart on Block Fort. That's... The feeling I get from playing that game, as far as like multiplayer,
except that's what they were going for. Maybe.
Except clunky, bad controls.
Right.
I'm not a fan of playing with both of my fingers on triggers. Like that's
I was okay with that. I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I love it. It's cool that they tried to just make like an old like you had hand configurations like that on N64.
Yeah,
but playing like an old shitty game like that.
Literally 20 years ago. Like I don't give a fuck.
About the cool thing about it is anymore. I had to learn. It was fun to learn how to maneuver that way and try to get skillful. But I agree with what you said about it being clunky. Like
it's just clunky, man. It'd be like that one the map I played was, I don't know, it was like a container yard or something.
The ice map one.
Where the ground becomes frozen.
Oh yeah.
And you gotta, the one missile is in the center, we gotta jump that thing.
Oh.
And three times I jumped and it was like, it looks like I'm clearing it, but my car just goes no and falls down a hole and I die. I'm like, the fuck just happened? I cleared that jump. Nope. You didn't.
This game is 100% gameplay. Has nothing to do with the way it looks. It's all about being fun, right?
Yeah.
Like Mario Kart. Mario Kart has come a long way and it looks good in newer versions, but
I still think the game looks pretty good. It's got a cool art style.
That's fine, that's fine. But like this game is nothing without gameplay. If the gameplay fails, this game fails.
It's a fucking free game and it's
fun it falls short.
To play.
It's not that fun to play.
I've played...
I think Rocket League blows this game out of the water.
Absolutely
it does. Yeah, okay. I hate that game.
My controls awesome. Like, that game you can...
I cannot get good at that game and I hate it for it.
I got to the point where I was using... Like, you know how you can boost, right? Majority of the game you boost.
Yeah.
You can jump and turn your car so that your tail end of it is at the ground and boost and you'll get higher. And that's how you do aerial bicycle kicks. I didn't even know how to do them until, like... I was doing it, and that was good. Like, I watched streams of it, and I was like, holy fuck with the shit these guys are doing. And then I tried it. It's fun. That game's good. Your game's balls.
Oh, like, I really wish...
My game wins. My game wins. Your game bad. Next topic.
Sorry, I just got a shit on some stuff this week.
I really wish I could replay Mass Effect, man. $12 for the trilogy.
Is it on PS4?
Yeah. PS3? Well, no, it's I can buy it. It's
probably PlayStation Now, right?
No, PlayStation Now is... I don't know. I don't want to pay for a subscription. I want to buy the trilogy for $12.
Don't do it.
One and two?
No, fuck it. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to rent these things or stream them. I want to...
Wait, did the trilogy actually include Mass Effect 1 when it came out? Like, for PS3?
I don't know.
Because as far as I knew, it was only on PC and Xbox.
Now release the Mass Effect trilogy, where you get Mass Effect 1 and 2. I mean, 2 and 3. What? Ruin my own joke. Fuck it. Move on. What other bad movies and games did we play?
I got TV. Talk about.
Well, let's keep doing movies. I saw Creed.
Oh, okay.
Creed's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I saw it twice. I watched all these movies, and then like when I was in Florida, my dad likes movies too, so like I would put one on like every night, and I rewatched all of them.
Yeah. Creed's good. I like
all the Oscar nom games, or the ones that just came out.
How's the Big Short? I want to see it like because of the cast, but the story is not intriguing to me in the least.
Yeah, like actually a good comparison to
the U.S. economy.
Cool. A good comparison. Wow,
that's really cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It's anticlimactic in the fact that they're like the way history happened, they just got bailed out.
Yeah.
But what they're talking about is a pretty significant crash. Like,
sure.
The U.S. economy, like, failing.
Sure, but realistically, it's a pretty big bubble to pop. Like, still.
No, because we bailed them out. Like, or the U.S. citizens bailed them out. They paid more taxes or something.
I don't even want to start talking about taxes. I'm so angry.
But, yeah, the it's like it's four ongoing stories. Do you know anything about it?
No.
So it's just about it's about investment banking. Like it's about the people who caught the bubble like before it happened and said like they predicted the model, you know, and they predicted the crash.
Yeah.
So what they did was they somehow bet for that to happen.
Yeah.
Like they invested money in like what would happen if I don't know, like they would somehow profit from it. And it's the four four groups of people that
is it pretty
that found out pretty early,
or is it Oscar bait?
Sorry, it's pretty neat. There's one story thread that's like that stands out as the best one. So you kind of just want it to be that one more often.
Christian Bale's.
Christian Bale's is kind of the side one. It's Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling. Their story is awesome.
I like to see Stephen Carell in other roles.
Yeah, he's good in it, man. And like Catcher? Him and
the movie sucked.
I hate it.
It was horrible.
He just has like a ugly nose on his face, and he's like, "Can I touch your dick while you wrestle?" I mean, I didn't even finish.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
That's the best movie of the year.
I would say Steve Jobs is better, and like they're both
about the recent past.
I don't know how I feel about Steve Jobs being done for like the sixth time with a different actor.
But it's Aaron Sorkin, man. It just won Best Screenplay.
Sure.
So it's like the
how did it win the Best Screenplay?
Did you say the first reality? Steve Jobs?
No, it's not reality at all. It's not reality at all.
This is the good one. The other one was a joke made for TV.
Like starring Ashton Kutcher.
We're in a problem right now. We're like, not only are they fucking rebooting
superhero
movies and every other movie ever, but now they're rebooting Steve Jobs.
They're not rebooting it.
Yeah, they are.
Oh my god.
They're rebooting it.
Oh, it didn't work with this one. You all knew Steve Jobs rebooted.
Yeah. We'll tell you the same
movies. Like, how far apart were those?
Steve Jobs Origins.
Yeah. Fucking Steve Jobs reboot.
They're not rebooting it.
How mad was Ashton Kutcher about this movie? Mine was better.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that interview.
I didn't see that interview either. I was assuming he's probably pissed. He did this movie thinking that he was...
I'd love to watch that interview.
Yeah. He's probably so mad, right? He's actually, like, who am I talking about?
Michael Fassbender?
No.
Michael Mady.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, yeah. Michael Mady. No, he's, like, really smart in real life. Like
160. I just read this recently.
What are you saying? Is IQ?
Yeah, IQ is 160.
It was one of those fucking posts on Facebook where you have to scroll past titties and press next.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
I press next
to see it. No, but seriously, he's a smart dude and he probably thought like, oh, if I do a Steve Jobs biopic, everybody loves Apple, I'll make millions, and it failed instantly. And then the next year, they do the same movie again with Michael Fassbender.
Okay, yeah, and Steve Jobs is a autobiography.
It's not. Thing. It's not the same movie.
This truly is. Joe described it to me last week or 2 weeks ago. It's fictional.
How do you make a fictional movie about based on a true
story using a real person's name? It's dumb that they did that.
We should make a movie.
Okay, listen.
About me, where listen. I'm a superhero because okay. My name's in it. It's real.
But you work in injection technology.
No, let me get it.
So it's grounded in reality.
Let me just jump in. Let me just jump in for 1 second.
And then Michael Fassbender will make it next year.
You've seen The Social Network, right?
As bad.
Real people, it's a real product, written by Aaron Sorkin, and like, the fact is,
Andy Serkis?
Do you think those board meetings happened?
Yeah.
Do you think those board meetings where he literally told his life story?
I don't give no shit.
Scene for scene. No, it's a story written about those characters, about their lives, but it's completely like it's fiction. Yeah, like TJ said.
Was Jobs good? Come on.
Okay, I yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Right. I'm trying to recommend it.
I want to see it.
I'll see it just because I like Fassbender.
Fassbender. Yeah, Michael Fassbender is awesome.
He looks pretty dope as the Assassin's Creed guy.
Yeah.
Not seen that.
It's going to be bad, though.
It's very bad. Just like
you won't like Joy. Don't watch Joy. Revenant was good.
Is
did
Joy...
You, did you watch Hateful Eight?
I watched the first 40 minutes of it, and then the stream started fucking up on me. It's very slow. Yeah, I had a Android box for like 4 days before I almost broke it and gave it back to the person. I was like, take this before I break it. I'm not joking.
It's rough.
They're the worst things ever made. Like, if they worked, it would be awesome. She's like, oh, here's this movie, and here, pick this stream.
Streaming torrents. Just like, if Kick-Ass Torrent had like a...
As soon as... app for it. I was just like, I'm going to start downloading movies, and then we did.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah, what? I was really looking forward to it.
Oh.
Is Joy just Silver Linings Playbook 2?
No.
It's exactly the same cast.
Yeah.
They make that same movie.
So is American Hustle. It's just that team of people.
They need to quit.
Those movies are all good, man.
What?
So those movies are all good. David Russell is awesome.
Your face is too baby and fat round.
I can't believe you don't like Jennifer Lawrence. I'd fuck that girl with your dick. I don't know if that means, but I would. Sure. No, she's hot. Are you kidding?
She is, man.
She's real. There's just everything that I hear, like every interview, she's like...
People talk about
how much they love to work out. She's like, no, my day's off. I sit on the couch and I eat fucking Doritos and watch TV.
I'm
like,
she's the lead.
That's the fakest thing I've ever heard.
She's the lead in this.
That's what she's told.
I don't give a fuck if that's what I'm...
Have you seen her pictures on the internet? Have you seen all her fucking titty pictures?
Yeah, her titties are pretty out of this world.
I haven't seen them.
I like them.
She's a fox.
Yeah.
And we'll chat in this one.
But it's very, like, the,
There are times when, like, BFF she's super attractive, but I just way overrated. There's something about her I don't like.
Yeah,
she's overrated because she's in fucking Mockingjay Birds. Okay.
I don't know about that. Didn't she win an award for American Hustle? Didn't she win an award for American Hustle?
I don't care. Can we go smoke some weed and talk about things I like?
Yeah, let's talk about things we like.
Two sci-fi shows.
Let's go positive right now.
I'll go positive.
Just keep talking about games, man.
I came into this like ready to fucking rip everything apart. I'm sorry, it's just the mood I'm in today.
Dan's
got a hard negativity.
What game do you like?
I don't like anything.
Alright.
No,
today
I took Jack to his first fucking daycare place, like to price out and to like see how they are and everything. I'm like, oh, this place is amazing. I think it'll be great. And then we looked at the brochure after and it's $1,100 a month. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
$1,100
a month.
It's better than $500 a week.
Whoa.
Isn't that like
what is that?
That's $100 a day. That's like more than double the price of every other one. What are you talking about?
I thought it was hundreds of dollars a week. I thought that's regular
juice.
No. Well, it could be hundreds of dollars a week. Yeah, like 200.
Oh. Not five.
You're paying $2,000 a month.
Just goes back to work. You'll be making more money still.
How? She makes fucking peanuts and has her own bills to pay.
Yeah, but she's going to be making...
What she makes? Her own bills? Like cell phone?
I don't want to go down.
She has her own phone. She has her own car payment. She has her own insurance. She has her student loans that she's still paying off. She got a lot.
Yeah, but she's getting garnished like 60% of her wages right now.
Yeah, something like that.
So she'll get more. That 30% should pay for...
Whatever. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know if that's true.
But it's still... It's a very large added expense to my life that... Like, I'm comfortable now. I don't have any bills except for, like, necessities.
Pool ain't being open next year. Just kidding.
Are you fucking crazy, nigga? I'll open that pool day one.
That's why Dan works.
The pool's the babysitter.
Yeah, just throw him in the pool, and then when I come home, he's just a bloated dead thing in the pool.
God. What?
You said throw my kid in the pool. No, he's the babysitter.
I didn't say throw him in the pool. I said the pool's the babysitter.
You said throw him in the pool.
Yeah, what were you implying when the babysitter's the pool?
I was honestly thinking of a bouncy castle enclosed, floating in the pool. And then he could just hang out in that area.
Okay.
Obviously, no one would do that. Like, we're going to get a bouncy castle.
That's the weird point of that. Where would somebody get a bouncy castle from?
Hey, can I talk about TV now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two shows on Sci-Fi Channel. One I will recommend that you watch. The other one, Take It or Leave It. So the one that you should watch is called Childhood's End. It's by a book by Arthur C. Clarke, I think, which is the guy who wrote 2001 Space Odyssey.
Okay.
It's a three-episode thing. They're an hour each, and then it's just done. That's it.
That's cool. It's like a long movie, then.
Yeah, it's kind of like... It's one of those things where, like, you might be disappointed in the end, but if you're okay with the stories that just, like, maybe not the happy ending, or, like, it's just kind of, like, this fucked-up experience, like, shit happens, and you just kind of accept it, and it's a nice little three-hour package. It's really great. It's, like, high-concept sci-fi, and it's just really enjoyable.
Okay.
So, definitely watch Childhood's End if you're a fan of sci-fi. Childhood's End, yeah. And the other one's called The Expanse, and it's also based on a book from some famous author.
Expanse, I've seen trailers or...
Yeah. Is that the one with Lost guy?
There's no one for Lost in it.
Are you thinking of Sawyer?
Yeah, Sawyer's new show?
No.
Following, what's it called?
Colony.
Colony.
I haven't seen that at all yet.
Oh. It can't be good.
No, this has got Tyrese.
Okay.
Tyrese is like the highest paid actor. He's in it for like 5 minutes, but he's going to be in it moving forward. It's a pretty good sci-fi show. I don't know how to describe, like, you ever watch these shows and they just feel like the people in them are too pretty?
Yeah.
They're too young?
Yeah.
It's on the edge of being, like, too pretty and too young. Mm. It's hard to describe, or it's just, like, it's too, like, fake.
Is it Science Channel?
It's sci-fi.
I have not enjoyed anything on TV, like, legitimately, since Fargo. Nothing.
Well, that was only 2 weeks ago. Sherlock might get there for you. You might like Luther. But, I wouldn't ever recommend The Expanse to you. Childhood's End is pretty good. But, yeah, TV kind of sucks right now.
TV sucks. Movies suck.
Thing is, like, I don't watch a lot of TV. Like, I'm rewatching The Office, and that's what goes on.
90% of my TV experience is rewatch right now.
Yeah. Like, when I go on Netflix, it's just like, oh, let's rewatch Office, or I watch Survivor Man, or, like...
That is mind-blowing. You're on a decade now straight of watching Survivor Man.
Yeah, man.
Over and over and over again.
It's just, like... I find it so relaxing.
It's just a fucking weirdo in the woods talking to himself. Fucking...
You know his name's actually Lester?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Lester Stroud?
I watched a video where he got in a car accident, though.
Yeah. He broke his ribs. You did watch that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to go on a shoot, too, or something?
And they were just, like, 13 hours away. And
he's like, I can't even breathe now. Like, I'm done.
Okay. My name... Oh, sorry.
What?
Thanks for listening. This is all... What do we say?
What happened? We got bad at podcasts.
Thanks for listening. This is the All Range Mode Podcast. You can find us on Facebook.com/... All Range Mode Podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Twitter, ARM Podcast. And that's the show.
Yeah.
Leave us feedback on allrangemode.com.
All Range Mode out.
think Dan said I'm Dan.
You know who I am.